Well, welcome back to Coast. Here I am in the cave in St. Louis. It's been raining and raining and raining since I got here. Leslie McQuirk with us. We're going to take your phone calls. And again, her website seems to be crashed, so just make sure you go and take a look at it when it seems to subside a little bit. But give us your birth date. Gina will get all that information from you. And also would like a story, if you can, on just what you've witnessed of strange people or events as well. Share that with us. But we'll be back with your calls and Leslie next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Leslie McQuirk with us. Leslie, you're doing a great job, by the way, and a great service to people.
Thank you. And I realize that my site crashing is perfect for Mercury retrograde, right?
Absolutely. What has been the most amazing psychic experience you've ever encountered?
I think recently an experience I've had with wild horses out in Utah has completely and utterly blown me away. I was teaching at Red Mountain Spa, and I got the chance to meet these wild horses. And I believe that when we connect with animals, and especially animals that are highly intelligent, there's something that happens to us as humans that is hard to describe. And we have a long history, human beings, with horses. And one of the things that that they've taught me is something I want to share with your viewers about how to deal with Mercury retrograde. What I've learned is that when you're in your head, stuck in your head, you don't have as good a relationship with the horse as you do when you're connected with your body, and especially with your spinal cord. Like when you embody your in your inner core, the spinal cord, and you feel that grounding energy to the earth, the animals will completely come up to you, and they're much more present because they read energy. And what we're trying to do as humans is always operate from our head. And when you do that during Mercury retrograde, you're just going to get in trouble. And what I think is interesting about what I've learned from these horses with the spinal cord is that our spinal cord has fluid in it. And that spinal cord fluid, I think, is actually a hugely important psychic part of our life. It goes down from your butt up to your head, and it has a rhythm, and it circles. And when it gets stagnant or stuck, it can cause all sorts of problems. And there's something called cranial sacral therapy that deals with this spinal cord fluid. But if people actually practice just connecting inside to that spinal cord, to the base of their spinal cord up to their head, and imagine that grounding into the earth, I think that's one of the best things you could possibly do for helping through these very stressful times that we're in, and where everyone feels wired up. And that's why, as you said, George, everyone's like a little bit nastier than usual.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah, because we're not grounded. We're not connected. We're all walking around with our heads buzzy, and our heads are overused. And it's like we're all these humans just with these overactive heads that are not connected to anything below the neck. And this is a real serious problem that's happening, and people are not in their bodies. They're not embodied in the way that an animal can be embodied.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll start by going to our wild card line. Laurel's with us from Bellevue, Washington. And before we get going with Laurel, she's got a little present for you, Leslie. Hi, Laurel.
Hi, George. How are you?
Great. Take it away.
Happy birthday, dear Leslie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Well, you know what's really interesting, Laurel? I'm looking at your chart right now. You are literally a natural-born singer, so that's, like, absolutely perfect that you're singing
right now. You got a little Marilyn Monroe voice in you, Laurel.
Thank you.
I love it. Now, Laurel's birthday is October 17, 1961. October 17, 1961, so you can put that into your system,
Leslie.
Yeah,
I've got it right here. I'm looking at it. So, Laurel, your Mercury is in Scorpio, and it's direct. So during these retrograde times, you're definitely going to feel it. And you, when you were born, you have Neptune, the planet that is ruling music and also anything to do with magic and wizardry. It's right next to your brain, so that makes you highly sensitive, highly psychic, very intuitive. Some people might think sometimes you're a little out to lunch, but you're vibrating at a higher frequency than the average person.
And I agree with that.
And Laurel, have you seen any whacked out people or anything like that?
Oh, at work, I was prepared. I knew Mercury was going in retrograde, and I'm in the communication business. I'm a reservation agent, and that day the computers went crazy. I mean, they're still going a little crazy, taking their time. I'm having to practice patience more than ever. People are emailing us multiple times with the same question. It's been bizarre, definitely bizarre.
Strange. Thanks, Laurel. Appreciate it. Yeah, something's happening out there, Leslie.
Yes, for sure. And Laura, I appreciate your birthday song. That was absolutely, for someone who has Mercury next to Neptune, singing is a good way for you to go.
I love it. Next up, let's go to Tim in Princeton, Minnesota. Tim, welcome to the program. First time caller. Good to have you with us, Tim.
Thanks, George.
And let's give Leslie your birthday, which is July 22nd, 1964. July 22nd, 1964.
Okay, here we go. So your birthday's coming up very soon.
It is.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, a couple days.
Just a couple days. You're going to be celebrating just like I am. So you were born with Mercury in Leo. So even though your sun sign is Cancer, your way of communicating is much more dramatic, and it's a fire sign. And Leo is always about, let me entertain you. There's a real lovely way that you have of making people feel good about themselves. Do you find that you often are complimenting people? There's something about how you talk that's usually over the top and like saying, oh, that's the best outfit I've ever seen you wear. This food is delicious. There's something about how you speak that's very warm and inviting for people.
Wouldn't they call that a charmer?
Yeah, that's the perfect word for your charmer. Exactly. And it's not retrograde, so during this retrograde period, you would feel a little funky. Have you noticed that?
No, I actually feel really calm here the last week and a half, so.
That's because you're such a charmer. Everybody's like going along with the way that you view the world, which is you're very lucky. You have a nice placement for your Mercury sign in this lifetime. So when the dice were getting rolled, you picked a good one there.
Thank you, Tim. But not everybody during this retrograde period gets uptight or has strange events happen to them, right?
That's true. I mean, it depends, again, on how you're living your life. If you don't travel a lot, you're not going to encounter too many things. If you don't spend a lot of time on the computer, it doesn't affect a lot of people in a really intense way. And for some people, certain Mercury retrograde periods are more stressful than others. So those who are more connected to the Earth, I think they will do a heck of a lot better than other people, because I think that's the anecdote for Mercury retrograde.
If you were, you know, running governments and things like that, would you look at the astrological charts before anything?
I didn't hear that. Can you say that again?
If you were running a government, for example, would you look at the astrological charts?
What? Mercury retrograde's acting up because I didn't hear any of that. I'm so sorry.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes, now I'm hearing you. That was just Mercury retrograde doing its thing. Yes, I can hear you now.
That's weird. Okay,
yes.
let me try one more time.
That's exactly what Mercury does. See, we're living it right now. Just a weird glitch on the phone. I didn't hear it, but now I can.
Okay, so I'm saying if you were running a government, would you look at astrological charts before you do anything?
I absolutely would, and I believe that there are probably a lot of governments that are using astrology. And J.P. Morgan said anyone can be a millionaire, but to become a billionaire, you need an astrologer. So I think people at a very high level on this planet know very well that astrology is extremely useful. And it used to be that astrologers were at the highest level of society. They were right under the royalty. And all over the planet, whether it was China, India, anywhere, the astrologers were, even the magi that found baby Jesus, the word magi means astrologer, the three wise men.
A lot of people want to know why they're here. Does astrology help them with that?
Absolutely, because an astrologer is looking at your owner's manual, your wiring system. So I look at it as if it's music. And an astrologer is going to be able to tell the highest version of what you can become. And then it's up to you with your free will to live at the highest way that you possibly can. And we are just vibrational creatures. And we are imprinted at the time of birth with a song, a musical score. And an astrologer can look at the way that you're designed and how you're best able to operate and what your purpose is. And I think most people would love to know why they're born. That's why an astrologer basically saved my life when I was 19, because she saw exactly who I was, put me on the right path, and I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't met her. And my favorite thing to do is to work with people who are late teens, early 20s. I think especially in this day and age, that's a very difficult age to be. This world
sure is
so much more complicated than it was when I was younger. And I have one client right now who has a son who's a senior in high school, and she was worried about him. He was getting depressed. And I did his chart, and I told him he's this magnificent person. He may not be the rock star that he wants to be in high school, but eventually he's going to be this exquisite person. And she called me recently and said, Leslie, do you realize that you just saved my son's life? He said that he went to a party recently, and he was about to go off into a bad place with some of these kids, and he remembered my voice in his head, and he said, I can choose. I don't have to go down that path. There's something better for me out there. And that's the way astrology is supposed to work. It's supposed to help you get to a much better place in your life with no effort. It should be easy when you're in alignment with your human design to actually have your life work better. And that's where astrology is so brilliant and useful. And I'm now working with a lot of doctors now, George. I have like 5 medical doctors that I'm working with because they see how I can notice things in a person that regular medicine and science can't do. And astrology is an esoteric science. It comes at life at a very different way of explaining things, and it's extremely useful. I'm actually going to be teaching at Rancho La Puerta Spa here in Mexico next May with the head of integrative medicine at NYU. He's a cardiologist, and we're going to be talking about how astrology can work with medicine. I mean, if I'm working with 5 doctors right now, there's something about this system that's very useful for healing people and helping people flow, which I think is one of the most beautiful, amazing things on this planet. And it's not fortune telling. It's not reading your horoscope in the back of the magazine. It's about understanding your human design and understanding that we all have a purpose. We all have something about us that's perfection. And how can we operate from that place of our greatest strengths? And only an astrologer can see that bigger picture. We can read the chi, the life force of a person.
When the illusion of Mercury retrograde is occurring physically on the planet, who sees that? Somebody with a telescope or not?
Yeah, well, with the telescope, yes, exactly. Astronomers could tell you when it's happening. I'm not sure if it's that easy to see with the naked eye, but the early people who didn't have televisions or computers, they would notice these patterns up in the sky, and they started to say, hey, look, when that's going on up there, this is what's happening down here. That's how this all got started. They would see these patterns, Think about the early seagoers. How did they get from one place to another? They used the stars to navigate. It's simply a navigational tool and an incredibly accurate one. You can get from point A to point B using the stars. Well, you can do the same thing with your life. If you need to get from one place in your life to another, why not use astrology to help you get there in the fastest, most easy way? And that's what I'm all about. I'm all about finding the place of flow, making things easier. Like even during Mercury retrograde, I'm trying to tell your listeners there are ways to deal with it so you don't get so frazzled and wired up. And another thing that's really good is to be in water. Like just take a bath, just chill out your body.
Let's go to Frank in Hollywood, Maryland on the wildcard line, and Frank's birthday, January 18th, 1948. Frank, welcome to the program.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you. I was going to take off tonight and wouldn't call, but your guests are so exciting that I have to call.
You got to do it. You got to do it. Go.
I staved off a road rage situation some years ago. The young man wanted to fight. It was clearly his fault. We both put our signal lights on at the same time. And I told him, I said, you know, God's looking at you. I said, I tried to see if that would work. And I said, why you want to fight? Somebody might get injured. The police will be called. Somebody might go to jail. An old country lawyer might charge you $3,000 or $4,000 to get out of this jam. And I talked him out of it. But my problem is, like I told George the other night, I'm too nice. I need to be a little more aggressive. Why can't people? One time it was the devil made me do it. Now it's Mercury. Mercury's making them do it.
That's funny. Well, listen, your Mercury when you were born was in Aquarius, and that means you're a very humanitarian, peaceful person, but you do have an aspect in your chart where you can attract people who are feisty and get dramatic with you. So you want to try to avoid those situations. It's not in your highest good to get into those. You may have them happen more than the average person, but you are a peacemaker, and that was beautiful what you did for that person. You talked him out of it, because that's your natural way of being with people, is to be calm and to be calm and in a way that you can see the bigger picture and help people have clarity.
Good luck, Frank. Hope everything works out for you. It's a neat little reading there. Do you do world events as well, not just people?
I do a little bit. That's not my area of expertise, but I find it fascinating. I do know, I'm looking into 2020, and I do know that around January 12th of 2020, there's a very intense conjunction of Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. And the last time we had that, George, was in October of 2001.
Uh-huh.
So it was right after 9/11. So I don't know what's going to happen during that time. All I know is that it's something we want to mark on our calendars and watch. But I'm such a big believer in living in the moment. I have a lot of friends who say, Leslie, don't you check your chart every day and look at what's happening? And I just prefer to remember that I'm in charge, that those rocks in space are not, they're an influence, but I have free will. I can decide what I'm going to do with my life. And that's how I live my life, and I prefer to be more grounded with it.
Mary in San Antonio, Texas, just has a quick question. Go ahead, Mayor.
Hey, I was wondering if it can affect you physically.
Mercury retrograde, not so much. Mercury is much more of a mental thing.
Uh-huh.
The only way it would affect you physically is if
you get into a car accident or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you're swerving, and the thing is to get grounded. If you're not grounded, of course it could affect you physically. You could get into an accident. But normally Mercury is a very mental thing. It's all about communication and technology and things like that.
Mary sounded like the late Sylvia Brown, didn't she?
She did, exactly. That's interesting.
Interesting voice, to be sure. I wonder if it's Sylvia back from the other side.
It could be.
You never know. Do you ever, you're not a medium, you're an astrologer.
I am actually a medium.
Oh, you are too. Well, you're an animal communicator, aren't you?
I'm an animal communicator, and I'm also a medium, and I believe that when I read people's astrology charts, I bring in all of that energy to the session, and so it's kind of like getting the triple whammy.
I had a priest on last night who has dealt with 250 people who have died tragically, and he's helped them on the other side in his dream state. It's an amazing story that he goes through, Leslie. Do those things happen to you too?
Well, I don't have to get into a dream state for it to happen. I just recently, 2 days ago, encountered a woman who I know not very well, and she looked so upset. Her boyfriend had just died about 3 weeks ago, and I kept seeing and hearing motorcycles in my head. And it turns out that's how he died, and I knew that
Jeez.
He was trying to communicate through me to her. So I said, listen, I don't know if you believe in this or not, but if I can help you, I think that your boyfriend who died would love to talk to you. And I sat her down, and she was hysterically crying and extremely upset, and he described to me how he died. He showed me this blinding light, and I said, it looks like he died in the middle of the day. She said, yes, that's correct, and I think what happened is on the motorcycle, somehow or other, the light was too bright, and he just fell off the road.
That's remarkable. We're going to come back and take final calls next on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, Stephen Schwartz joins us as we talk about the laws of change, consciousness, so make sure you're part of that program as well. And welcome back to our final segment with Leslie McCork. Leslie, you're doing a great job here. Where do people get your book, The Power of Mercury?
They can get it at their local bookstore or Amazon. It's anywhere you buy books.
Simple as that.
Yep.
And with the book, can they learn some techniques?
I think it's one of these books that should be by everyone's bedside table, because all of us have relationships with people, and you can quickly and easily look up everyone's Mercury sign and read about yourself, and then you can read about the other person, and then you can read about what the combo is like. So I've had many people tell me that it's helped them enormously dealing with their children or the people in their office or their romantic partner. It's just pretty much a manual for life, for understanding human beings. And the more we understand people, the easier our life is, because otherwise we get really frustrated. We think everyone should be just like us, and that's just not the way it is. And if somebody is like a barky Jack Russell Terrier and you're like a calm Basset Hound, you can't get angry at people for being the way they are. You know, we're wired a particular way, and that's what the book is going to do. It's going to tell you the energy of how people communicate with each other.
All right, let's go to the phones. Andrea in Washington, Missouri is with us, and she's already got her tie-in. She's a retrograde Gemini. Hi, Andrea.
Hi. I was able to get on her website, and I found out that I am Gemini, Mercury.
Yes, Mercury,
but I'm
Gemini.
Also a Gemini sun sign.
Right. You have, and that often happens because up in the sky, Mercury is always very close to the sun. So everybody is going to have their Mercury sign either being exactly the same as their sun sign or one before or one after. But you're actually Mercury, Gemini, but it's not retrograde. So during these retrograde times, you're going to feel it. It's going to be a little bit trickier for you. Just like George is really feeling it this time, you're going to feel it as well.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. I was actually, it already got me when I was on hold the first time and I got disconnected and I was able to actually get back through. So
that's lucky.
Look at this. Oh, just in this phone call, I had that little weird moment when I couldn't hear George, which is very strange. I'm on a landline. My website is crashed. You are, you know, having issues as well. This is what it's like. And we just have to kind of roll with it. And it's almost like hitting turbulence in an airplane. What are you going to do about it? You just have to sort of put on your seatbelt and just ride through it and try not to freak out.
Who controls the Mercury retrograde? I mean, is it God? Is it something else? What does it?
Well, I believe that we live in this cosmic soup, and there is a system and a pattern to how this universe operates. And think about the way turtles migrate. They follow some weird lines that they understand. Think about butterflies and birds. And I think every once in a while, things get disrupted. Sometimes whales will beach themselves and nobody knows why. I think that every once in a while, we've got this system that goes a little haywire, and that's what Mercury retrograde is. And I don't know what's causing it. It's some higher power and force, but there is definitely a system to the way this universe operates, and astrologers are basically looking at that overall system. But we are animals, just like a dolphin or a turtle or a butterfly. We're all connected, and there are things and there are patterns that we need to understand. And I bet you anything, George, that in 50 years from now, people are going to be much more aware of how all of this works and why it works. I think that that's the direction we're going, is understanding more about the esoteric truths of how this universe is designed. And I think it's fascinating, and I think there's a rhythm to it all, just like we know that Mercury retrograde is going to happen 3 times a year, and that's a fact. That's science.
Let's go to Pauline in New York, December 19th, 1960. Hello, Pauline. Welcome to the program. Good morning.
Wow. Hi, guys. Thank you for picking me.
Sure thing. December 19th, 1960, Leslie.
Okay. So, Pauline, your Mercury is in Sagittarius, and you, hold on 1 second. I'm just going to pull this up here. You're born the same year as me, so you're going to have your birthday coming up pretty soon here. Hold on, my computer just went funky on me.
Of course.
I wonder if I'm retro. I don't know.
You're not. But what you have, which is very unusual, you have what's called a feral Mercury. This is super rare. This is even more rare than having it retrograde. Every once in a while, we see people who have planets that are They're untethered. They're not aspected to anything else. So they operate like Tarzan. They're like more wild than usual. So your mind and your brain and your way of speaking is, you're a real free spirit. There's a wildness to you. And does that relate to you? Can you understand what I'm saying?
What did you say it was? I didn't hear the word that you called it that I don't have.
Feral. F-E-R-A-L.
Like, oh, like wild.
Like a wild cat.
Wow, I never even heard that term. That's interesting.
Yeah, so your Mercury is feral, so you are a total free thinker, but it's definitely direct. It is not, you are not a Mercury retrograde baby.
Okay, good. Take the info and run with it. And how can people live their life knowing what they know? How does this help them?
It helps them to be more at peace with what is. We are given like keys to a car, which is your chart. Your chart is like your car. And when you understand what you're driving and you know that you have an owner's manual, imagine, George, how much easier life would be if you understood how you're designed. So, for example, I have a client who's got a very hyped up chart. Someone could say, well, that's hard because she's wired and very, almost like squirrel energy. And that kind of energy, someone could say, is difficult to live with, but it's also brilliant. It's like people like Einstein or people who are very inventive have that more heightened, wired up energy to them. We have to figure out a way to take what we've got and use it to our best advantage. And that's where astrology comes in, because it is the language of helping people be at peace with their wiring system. We have to be able to like the musical score that we were given. So if you grew up in a family where everybody in your family was wired to be like classical music and you come in as a rapper, it's going to be difficult for you because your resonance is very different than everyone else. But there's nothing wrong with your musical score. It's just how do you operate with that and learn to enjoy it and like it and not fight it. When you go against your human design, that's when we get into trouble. That's what I'm saying about Mercury retrograde. Don't fight it. We just have to kind of be with it.
Let's go to Ogdensburg, New York. Diana is with us. Welcome to the program, Diana. And the
Hi,
birthday,
George.
January 28th, which is my sister's birthday, 1958. January 28, 1958.
Okay, so Diana, your Mercury is in Capricorn, and it's direct as well. So you notice every single person who's called in, not one of them has had a Mercury retrograde. So as I said, it's only 20% of the population that has it. So you, Diana, would definitely feel the effects of Mercury retrograde. You like things to be making sense and be orderly, and you're a pretty patently sane person. So when things get crazy and your neighbors are acting out or things are, you know, a little bit rough, you don't particularly care for these Mercury retrograde periods, I would think.
No, I don't. I get right now I've been very agitated, and my son's girlfriend's staying with me while he's away, and we got along great. Now we're just starting to argue.
Yeah,
never been
it's
before.
Weird. It is weird.
Yeah, and I told her, it's the stars or the planets, because I do all that stuff. My neighbors call me a witch. But, you know, I mean, that's what I am, I guess.
A good witch, I hope, Diana.
Yeah, I am. I do a lot of herbal treatments for people.
My
grandmother taught me.
Well,
I got a little story for you.
All right.
My son and I were doing a ghost walk up at the cemetery, right? And this is from, you know, 1812, the war up here, the French Canadian were fighting us.
Yes.
That's where I am. I'm right on the border there, and we're right by the fort where they want to build it. And we were walking the cemetery, and I was walking through, right? And all of a sudden, the dog hit a stone, and it leaned it down. And it looked like it was going to come flying down. My son come rumble over to stop it, and it just sort of went down nice and slow, like, you know, like somebody was holding it. So he put it up and started walking again. All of a sudden, I hear, crash, Mom, he screams. He fell into an old coffin because they're not that deep anymore because of the erosion of the river.
Yeah,
on the side.
He's lucky.
Yeah, and he says, he's going to follow me home, Mom. Please tell him not to come home with me. Please, please, Mom, please get me out of here. He says, oh, my God, it was so funny. To this day, he won't go back to that cemetery.
I'm not a visitor of cemeteries either. What about you, Leslie?
I'm actually fascinated by them, and I find them to be usually really peaceful places with beautiful trees and nature. So
really?
I love them. But again, I'm Mercury retrograde, so I'm always going to be going the opposite direction of all you guys who are Mercury direct. One thing that's really interesting, George, is that in New Zealand, I was in Rotorua, and because the land there is very thermal, I don't know what the word is exactly, but if they put any coffin in the ground, it keeps popping up.
Oh, really?
So all the cemeteries, all the coffins are going up and down, up and down. It was so bizarre, but everything in that area of Rotorua is unusual, like the oak tree, or not, the redwood trees grow like 10 times faster there than anywhere else on the planet. And when you get off the airplane, the air smells like rotten eggs. It smells like sulfur. So it's a very trippy, wild place. But I talk to dead people, so I have no fear of death. And I find coffins and, not coffins, but cemeteries really peaceful and interesting.
Mary's in Snowflake, Arizona. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks, George, for taking the call. And Leslie, I just want to confirm that you're absolutely right. The Bible says that as a man thinketh, so is he. So where your thoughts are, your Mercury, it is much more important than your sun sign or any of the others. That I just wanted to confirm that, yeah, it's absolutely true. James Allen wrote a book years ago called As a Man Thinketh, So Is He. So
right,
you're right on.
We want to live our lives from realizing that we are all powerful. We are creators. That our brains and our vibration, whatever we set out, is far more powerful than what any rock in space is going to do. And by the way, I'm looking at your August 20th, 1942. Is that correct?
She just had a quick question.
Oh, she's already gone. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it. We'll move on. Let's take a couple. Raul is truck driving in Florida. And born on October 28th, 1960. Raul, welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call, George, and happy birthday to Leslie.
Thank you so much. We're born the same year.
10/28/60.
Okay, October 28th, 1960. So your Mercury is in Scorpio, and it is direct. So you would definitely feel the effects of this Mercury retrograde and not like it. Am I correct?
That's correct. I had an event last week. My best friend, 14 years, my dog Brownie, passed away. He spent 10 years of his life with me in a truck, but he lived a great life.
It's a long time.
Yeah, that's a big loss. When you have a soul dog, that's what some dogs go deep into your heart, and when they pass, it's like losing a child.
Yes, yes, it is.
Indeed. Well, good. Thanks for calling, Raul. We love our truck drivers. They keep America going, Leslie.
Yes, that's for sure. They do good work out there.
Are there any tie-ins to, you know, like Mercury and Geminis, Mercury and Taurus like me, that is not a good mix?
Well, we have to look at them as nothing is really ever totally good or bad, but there are some that are easier than others. So all of the zodiac signs fall into four qualities. There's fire, earth, air, and water. So obviously water and earth signs are much more compatible because think of nature. The ocean meets the shore. That's water coming to earth, or a plant needs water to survive. So there's something very wonderful and nice about those combinations. And then we have fire and air. Those are very compatible. You can't have a fire in a fireplace without oxygen. The two kind of have to be together in order to function. When we start crossing those and we put fire with water, what do you think is going to happen? It can be nice because it makes steam, which sometimes is okay, but they evaporate each other. So they put each other out. So if you're in a relationship with someone whose Mercury is in Cancer, which is water, and you're married to somebody who has Mercury in Sagittarius, which is fire, that's a very challenging combination. But if you have awareness and you understand that that person's not trying to hurt you, they're just coming from a different place, a different style, then it's easier to be with them. But that's why my book was written, to help people realize you're not crazy. You definitely have a different style, and try to work with it rather than fight with it, because we tend to always want people to be just like us.
What's the next Mercury retrograde going to be like, Leslie, the one that hits us in October?
That one's in November. It starts November 5th, and it ends on November 26th.
Is it okay? I had October 31st as the start date.
Right. That one is going to be just like this one. They're all the same.
Are going to be strange, whacked out, and everything else. It happens all over again.
Yeah, but then we get another one in 2020. It's February 16th until March 9th if people want to put it in their calendar. It's good to know that they're there. But again, find out by buying my book, you'll know whether or not it's retrograde or direct. And it's a great tool to have for anything in your life that you need to understand why you feel the way you do.
Thanks, Leslie. Let's hope we get your website up and running because we did slam it. For Dan Galante, Gina Salvati, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burles, Tim Banal, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.